Hello, podcasters. How do we change the world? One successful podcast at a time. You're listening to Become a Successful Podcaster with host Bruce Chamoff. Rate him on Apple Podcasts.
You have a podcast? Now it's time to grow it. Build your audience, monetize, and more. It's all about becoming a successful podcaster. Now here's your host, Bruce Chamoff.
Become a Successful Podcaster with Bruce Chamoff, where we help you become a successful podcaster. Rate us on Apple Podcasts. I just finished a whole bunch of guest interviews. I had on some acquaintances and experts in their fields. And also, everybody that was on these interviews, as you might know, had something to do with podcasting, because I'll never have anybody on who doesn't talk about something that benefits you, my audience members, with your podcast. I want you to know that. Now, in this particular episode, I want to guide you on how to become a podcast influencer. And I also just did a whole bunch of guest interviews on other people's podcasts who consider me to be an influencer. So I definitely want to thank them. But this is now about you becoming an influencer in your field. And the question is, why would you want to become an influencer? Well, first of all, people love you when you're an influencer. You have more prestige and you have more opportunities, and it's just, you have opportunities for a lot of things when you become an influencer. And most important, you look like an expert when you constantly podcast about your particular subject matter. You look like an expert. And I always have people tell me that I'm an expert. You know what? I don't listen to people when they say that they're an expert. Nobody should call themselves an expert. But when other people call you an expert, it just sounds better. It makes it more valid, right? I always feel guilty when I tell people I'm an expert. So I just don't do it. I just don't like doing it. But if you want people to see you as an expert in your field, it's great to have them call you an expert. So podcast frequently, so you actually become an influencer, so people think that you're an expert. And I want to thank all the people again who called me an expert. That's very cool. Thank you so much. Now, how do you become an influencer through your podcast? Well, when you're an influencer, first of all, put out episodes at least once per week. I always tell people you should do it on a consistent schedule, but that's not really working very well for me. I just don't have the time to always put out on a consistent schedule, like a certain day of the week or 2 or 3 days per week. Although I am trying to stick to Monday and Thursday of every week. It was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I just couldn't stick to 3 days a week. But 2 days a week is fine. They even tell bloggers, blog twice a week. Some people blog every day. And the more you blog, the more search engine optimization and content you get to generate for Google. But your podcast episodes, don't forget, they generate a lot of episodes, a lot of content, and that content gets indexed by Google. And if you have a voice podcast on Alexa, Alexa also raises you in the rankings as well. So you want to get yourself on Alexa as well. That's very important. Now, when you post at least once a week, people see that you're consistent, okay? I'm posting at least once a week. So I'm going to try to stick to that. I'm giving you this advice and I don't even take it 100%, but I'm doing my best. And I just want to give you guys the best information possible for you to become a successful podcaster. So I've been doing my best to actually try to become that expert. The second rule of thumb to become an influencer is also the subject matter. Keep the subject matter consistent. I hear a lot of podcasts where there's no subject matter. It's not consistent. It's just you're trying to be funnier and, you know, you're trying to have some kind of entertainment. those particular type of episodes or type of podcasts do not actually have any subject matter other than to make you laugh. But you won't become an influencer unless you're maybe a stand-up comedian or you're trying to do something like that. But if it's a particular subject matter like health or sports or technology, keep it consistent. Try to get really granular with that subject matter. In other words, what I'm saying is that when I say granular, I mean try to stick to content that has it's basically pinpoint something. Like, you're not just gonna have a baseball podcast. Your podcast is gonna be on a specific team. You know, maybe you wanna actually podcast about the New York Mets instead of the National League. Or maybe just get granular with all the teams in the National League of Major League Baseball instead of actually talking about baseball. That's what I'm talking about. I know there are a couple of podcasts on the New York City Podcast Network that have not just the NBA, but they talk about specific teams like the Trailblazers. And another one talks about the Brooklyn Nets. So that's what you want to do. You want to get very, very granular with that. I also want to give some advice to people who have guests on their episodes, because having guests on your episode is really good, but you don't need to have guests on every single podcast episode. Like, you don't want to be a podcast just about guest interviews. You want to have guests every other episode possibly. And I just finished a whole bunch of guest interviews, both with me appearing in other people's podcasts and also having them. But I'm giving you more subject matter here. What Adam Adams does, a friend of mine and a client of mine located in Denver, Colorado, who he's also not just a podcaster, but he's also a real estate investor. But his podcast is called Podcast on Podcasting. And he's also the CEO of Grow Your Show. I just appeared last week on Adam's podcast, but he has an amazing podcast also to help you become a successful podcaster. So definitely check his podcast out. And I just want to thank Adam for having me on his show. Now, when you are an influencer, you have the attention of your audience, and you want to make sure that they too are tuning into you every week. So while you have this podcast episode and you have people's attention, you want to try to chain your podcast episodes between podcast episodes. In other words, what I'm going to do is when I'm done with each episode, I'm going to tell you what the next episode is going to be about and then stick to that episode, because you want people to know how consistent you are as an influencer and an expert. So again, what you want to do is you want to tell people what the next podcast episode would be, so they look forward to it. You're generating buzz. You're giving, you know, hopefully the people who actually follow you and stay with you the entire episode will know what your next episode is going to be. And you might also want to tell them in the beginning of the podcast episode as well. But I don't do that because I want to make sure that everybody listens to me towards the end. And that is what the drop-off rate's about. You want to keep the drop-off rate as minimal as possible. You want to keep people on those episodes as long as possible. So keep some information at the very end so people get excited throughout the entire episode. And really, that is it for this particular episode. And to stay true to what I just told you, in the next episode, I'm going to talk about how to keep your ideas flowing from show to show, how to keep your podcast schedule, your editorial schedule going, and how you can actually follow that schedule and keep your episodes coming in your own mind. So you never have to wonder, what's my next episode going to be? What's it going to be? And also telling people what the next episode is going to be also keeps you on track with your episodes. Also, staying true to this particular advice where you're going to tell people what the next episode is part of your podcast editorial schedule, because it keeps you from having to wonder what the next episode is going to be. And also, it avoids pod fade. Like, you're wondering, what's my next episode going to be? I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I have no idea what I'm talking about. And my audience members are going to suffer also. But if you keep that podcast schedule, you will stay consistent and your audience will also be excited. That's it for now. Have a great week. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode, which of course, again, is about your podcast editorial schedule. And see you guys soon. By the way, here is a song that I actually wrote in 1987. I just re-recorded it with my band, and I'm excited to actually play it for you guys. It's called Who's in Charge Tonight. It's kind of a funky song. Enjoy it.
Stand up for your My name is Tim Wright.
And Brady throws, and that's caught. Goes Tim Wright for the touchdown.
Have you ever experienced open-air listening?
You can really feel the music.
Have you ever wanted more options when it comes to fashion and headphones? Well, now you do. Welcome to the future of sound. The D4 has a 4-point speaker system providing surround sound fidelity, Bluetooth connectivity, dual mics for taking phone calls, a port for audio jack plug-in, and a USB port for charging on the go.
The bass hit me right in the cranium.
Like, this sound is crazy.
Yeah, this is dope.
Our unique dome covers provide branding, fashion interchangeability, and closed ear noise isolation.
Kind of revolutionary.
This is crazy.
Oh my God.
Who invented these? Like, who's the mastermind behind these?
To learn more about Dome Audio, go to domeaudioinc.com. That's domeaudioinc.com. I also want to give some advice to people who have guests on their episodes, because having guests on your episode is really good, but you don't need to have guests on every single podcast episode. Like, you don't want to be a podcast just about guest interviews. You want to have guests every other episode, possibly. And I just finished a whole bunch of guest interviews, both with me appearing in other people's podcasts and also having them. I'm giving you more subject matter here. What Adam Adams does, a friend of mine and a client of mine, located in Denver, Colorado, who he's also not just a podcaster, but he's also a real estate investor. But his podcast is called Podcast on Podcasting. And he's also the CEO of Grow Your Show. I just appeared last week on Adam's podcast, but he has an amazing podcast also to help you become a successful podcaster. So definitely check his podcast out. And I just want to thank Adam for having me on his show. Now, when you are an influencer, you have the attention of your audience, and you want to make sure that they too are tuning into you every week. So while you have this podcast episode and you have people's attention, you want to try to chain your podcast episodes between podcast episodes. In other words, what I'm going to do is when I'm done with each episode, I'm going to tell you what the next episode is going to be about, and then stick to that episode, because you want people to know how consistent you are as an influencer and an expert. So again, what you want to do is you want to tell people what the next podcast episode would be, so they look forward to it. You're generating buzz. You're giving, you know, hopefully the people who actually follow you and stay with you the entire episode will know what your next episode is going to be. And you might also want to tell them in the beginning of the podcast episode as well. But I don't do that because I want to make sure that everybody listens to me towards the end. And that is what the drop-off rate's about. You want to keep the drop-off rate as minimal as possible. You want to keep people on those episodes as long as possible. So keep some information at the very end, so people get excited throughout the entire episode. And really, that is it for this particular episode. And to stay true to what I just told you, in the next episode, I'm going to talk about how to keep your ideas flowing from show to show, how to keep your podcast schedule, your editorial schedule going, and how you can actually follow that schedule and keep your episodes coming in your own mind, so you never have to wonder, what's my next episode going to be? What's it going to be? And also telling people what the next episode is going to be also keeps you on track with your episodes. Also, staying true to this particular advice where you're going to tell people what the next episode is part of your podcast editorial schedule, because it keeps you from having to wonder what the next episode's going to be. And also, it avoids pod fade. Like, you're wondering, what's my next episode going to be? I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I have no idea what I'm talking about. And my audience members are going to suffer also. But if you keep that podcast schedule, you will stay consistent and your audience will also be excited. That's it for now. Have a great week. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode, which of course, again, is about your podcast editorial schedule. And see you guys soon. By the way, here is a song that I actually wrote in 1987. I just re-recorded it with my band, and I'm excited to actually play it for you guys. It's called Who's in Charge Tonight? It's kind of a funky song. Enjoy it.